Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I terminated the ridiculous and incredibly wasteful Green New Deal. I call it the Green New Scam. Withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord and ended the insane and costly electric vehicle mandate. We're going to let people buy the car they want to buy.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, we've got Jim Carafano with us, senior counselor to the president at the Heritage Foundation. And Jim, what a slap to the face to the World Economic Forum yesterday by Donald Trump, huh?
Yeah, I am in Europe right now, and it's like everybody woke up this morning and they realized, oh my God, we bought beta instead of VHS. Like, what are we thinking? Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
any of your listeners are old enough to know the difference between beta and VHS? Probably not, right?
No, I think they are. Probably a large percentage of them are, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, to me, it was the equivalent of what he did on Inauguration Day. He stood up in front of the administration he just defeated and remind them of all their shortcomings and everything he was going to do to erase everything they'd been working on. And he basically told George Soros and the people at the World Economic Forum the same thing yesterday.
Well, you know, the most telling and the most important thing he said is, this is a revolution of common sense. And this is not between two candidates who believed in dramatically different things who had never run the government. This is a guy whose opponent had run the table for 4 years on an energy policy that was designed to lower the world's temperature, which is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And so when he said we're going in the opposite direction, it's not just like a choice. It's like, it's common sense. What we're doing is not working. It's making prices more higher. It's making everything more expensive. It's making energy less available, and it's not impacting the climate a whit.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. And the other thing is, not only is it a common sense, but did people not see this coming? I mean, really, for 4 years, you didn't see that someday everybody's going to say the emperor has new clothes. And this is a stunning thing to be in Europe. Europeans are coming out like, oh my God, what are we going to do? It's like, maybe you should have thought about that like a year ago. It was very obvious Americans are sick and tired of an idea, because the Green New Deal was birthed by a woman whose only scientific experience was being a bartender.
Yeah.
And yeah. and that woman was the AOC is the root of our national energy policy. I mean, somebody should have thought about this, you know.
Let me play this soundbite to get your reaction to it as well. Cut 8, Carl, please.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finally, as we restore common sense in America, we're moving quickly to bring back strength and peace and stability abroad. I'm also going to ask all NATO nations to increase defense spending to 5% of GDP, which is what it should have been years ago. It was only at 2%, and most nations didn't pay until I came along. I insisted that they pay, and they did, because the United States was really paying the difference at that time, and it was unfair to the United States.
Yeah, I can see some convulsions going on in Europe this morning. How about you? You're a little bit closer.
Well, yeah, no, totally. I'm in Athens right now where they actually are hitting 2%. But let me tell you what's the genius of that thing. And maybe people didn't think about it. Because if you say we're going to pay 5%, it also means, well, the United States of America has to pay 5% too, which is like almost like 2 percentage points above where we are now. You cannot get to 5% GDP without real growth in your economy. And so not only is he telling Europeans, you need to pay more. By the way, all Europeans agree that they actually have to pay more for defense. Nobody argues that. But in order to do that, they have to go to their economies. And if they're going to do that, they're going to have to do exactly what Donald Trump is doing. They're going to have to dump the Green Deal. They're going to have to dump net zero. They're going to have to stop doing business with China. And they're going to have to dramatically cut their regulatory environment. And they're going to have to innovate and produce and work hard like Americans. And they're going to have to get their illegal immigration and their borders under control. So by pushing for 5%, it's not just about getting people to buy more guns. They dramatically have to generate more butter. And so he is pushing Europeans, not just on defense, he is pushing them on their economy. Because Trump is laser focused on growth.
Yes.
He is going to grow the American economy. And the gauntlet he just laid down to the Europeans is, dude, I am going to do this with you or without you. And if you want to keep up, you need to lace your sneakers and start running.
Jim, I wish I had the soundbite here. I heard it yesterday, and I'm sure you've heard it by now, too. But it was a speech given earlier this week by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky telling the Europeans that they needed to wake up when it came to their energy policy and stop buying energy from Russia, which they're simply using to fuel the war with the Ukraine. And Donald Trump told them the exact same thing 8 years ago.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Look, the other thing Trump said is, you know, very clearly, and we talked about this on your show, because, I mean, Donald Trump is not going to abandon Ukraine. And the Ukrainians recognize that Donald Trump is the best thing that ever happened to them. And they're all in because he wants the same thing they want. He wants the dying and the killing to stop.
Right.
And the other thing is, he has already told Vladimir Putin, you have not experienced the levels of pain. Because Biden, he supported the Ukrainians, but he was always worried that he might make the Russians mad. So he never really pressed people on cutting off Russian energy. He didn't want to give the Ukrainians all the weapons they needed to defend themselves. Trump is like, Putin, if you want to keep your war, you are going to suffer the consequences of that. You are not going to be a happy man. So today, the Ukrainians are the happiest. You know what? When people talk about corruption in Ukraine, by the way, they forget the reason why there was corruption in Ukraine is because the whole country was infiltrated with Russian oligarchs.
Yes.
So the Ukraine war is not only going to produce a cleaner, freer, more prosperous, better Ukraine. It's getting rid of all the bad people in Europe and sending them home. It's the best day Europe's ever had. You know, it's funny. I still hear people, even today, who, you know, roll their eyes and cringe and clutch their pearls about Donald Trump.
he's the best thing that's happened to this continent, because these people are both have unlimited hubris and unlimited malaise. They're sinking into the quicksand, and they don't know what to do, but they think they're the smartest, proudest people in the world. And Donald Trump comes along and said, you are standing knee-deep in the muck, my friend. And if you want to get out of it, you need to do what Americans did, what they did in Argentina, what people like Malay want to do, what Modi is doing in India. You got to get out of the mud and stop doing stupid.
Yeah, that's a great point. Jim, have fun in Athens, my friend. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the best show on earth. It sounds better and just as good in Athens as it does in America.
You're the best. Jim Carafano, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Always great to get him on here. What a smart individual he is. Can't you tell?
Get more at 971talk.com.